Hello.
Hey, Miss Gina, it's Jasmine following up with you. How are you feeling today?
Who is this?
Gina. Oh, Jasmine with the home care agency.
Oh.
To help your mom, was it, Miss Audrey, onto services? Just following
up. Is this for
home care? For you to get paid to take care of her.
This isn't for, I'm trying to think of the name of the place now. I can't think of it. Anyway, is this for my moving into a facility?
No, this is so you don't move into a facility and you could get home care services. Are you Miss Audrey or Miss Gina?
I'm Audrey. Gina's okay. My daughter.
Right. So Gina was the one that was going to get paid to take care of you at home. But you don't have Medicaid.
Maybe Lisa.
One of them, I know. I know I spoke to one of you ladies and then, you know, they were going to call me back, but I haven't heard back from them. So I was just, did you still need services? Did you still need help?
Well, Lisa, they've both been helping me because ever since March, I had trigeminal neuralgia, and then I had surgery for that, and then I had gallbladder surgery, and I needed help with that. So it's been a very difficult 5 months, but right now I seem to be doing okay.
Yay.
But Lisa still comes over twice a week. And Gina lives down in Philadelphia, so she's not able to help me too much because she has a full-time job.
And in what county you reside in?
I'm in Lancaster.
Yeah, we can pay Lisa to take care of you.
Oh, does she know that?
Well, that's the program that they were inquiring about because they heard our advertisement over the radio. So she told me she was going to get back to me with your information, but I never heard back from her, so I was just following up. So now that I have you on the phone, because you're the one that needs the services, what kind of health insurances do you have?
I have Aetna.
Aetna. And what's your secondary?
I don't know. I guess Medicare. I'm not even sure.
Do you have or have you ever applied for Medicaid, the state-funded program?
No.
Because it is a Medicaid-funded program where she can get paid to oversee your care. So you see how she comes twice a week, she assists you, you know, with your daily living? She can get paid for that. It's called home care services.
Do you want to call her and talk to her about it?
No, I want to call you. You're the patient. You're the one that I need to give the information to. So is this something that you feel that you can benefit from?
Oh, well, she's here every week, twice a week.
Yeah. So then let's submit a referral and let's get you the help you need so we could pay Lisa, okay? I just need you to write down some information for me because if you're not on Medicaid, we got to try to see how we can get you onto the program, the state insurance that covers the service. Miss Audrey, what's your last name? And I'm going to check to see all your
Stevens.
Eligibility codes. Stevens, is that Stevens?
Right.
And what's your date of birth, Miss Audrey?
6/6/41.
That's a nice number. Audrey's Audrey, correct?
Right.
All right. Let me check to see what are you currently on and see if you're eligible for the referral. 1 second. I'm going to tell you right now. Because it doesn't hurt to apply. The worst that they could tell you is that you're not eligible at this time, or they can tell you you're eligible at this time. How old are you, ma'am?
84.
You're 84? You sound like a teenager.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, my God. You sound mad young.
Wishful thinking.
Wow. All right. Well, hold on, because let me see. Stevens, Stevens. Your date of birth is 6/6/1941, and Audrey is spelled Audrey.
Right.
No state insurance. You've ever applied for Medicaid?
No, I've never really had to.
Okay. Would you like to apply for Medicaid?
I guess if I can get it. I don't know.
For real?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, Miss Audrey. Yeah, and you should, because then we could pay Lisa to run your errands, cook your meals, prep you, take you shopping. The things you
no longer... She has cerebral palsy, so she doesn't drive. She doesn't have a car. So she does everything by Uber.
Okay. As long as she's assisting you, she can get paid. Okay?
whatever I'm in.
What's your home address, Miss Audrey?
2060 William Penn Way.
Penn, P-E-N-N?
William Penn, P-E-N-N.
Okay. City and state?
Lancaster, 17601 Pennsylvania.
17601?
Right.
Okay. And this is a good number to reach you, correct?
That's the only one.
Okay. And Miss Lisa's going to be the person that's going to be assigned to your care, right? Can I get a good number for Lisa?
223-244-1034.
Okay. And would you like to assign your daughter as well, so when she does come over, she could clock in and out and get paid for that, or no?
I don't understand that question.
So if your daughter lives in the Philadelphia area, right, Philadelphia County, when she comes over to visit with you and she's running errands on your behalf, or she's cooking your meals, or she's doing your laundry, or she's cleaning your house, or she's taking out your trash, she could get paid to do that.
No, she usually just comes and visits for a few hours.
Companionship. She could get paid for that too. But we'll leave your daughter out of it, all right? Let me submit this referral. I just need you now to write down some of my information, okay? Let me know when you're ready.
All right, hold on till I get a paper and pencil.
Take your time. Take your time. Take your time. Coño, este día como que se ha ido largo.
Okay.
Okay, what's Lisa's last name?
D-O-R-A-Z, like zebra, I-O, Durazio.
Okay. All right. So the agency that's going to assist you on to services and hire Miss Lisa is called Family First Care. It's Family First Care. You don't have any minors in your home, do you?
No, I'm by myself.
Okay. You're in Lancaster County. Great. My phone number is 267-551-7410.
Okay.
That's 267-551-7410. The agency's phone number is 267-551-7400. You said your address is 2060 William Penn Way, correct? That's all one word?
No, it's William Penn Way. Three separate words.
Got it. Got it. Okay. And now I'm going to give you what's called the Medicaid broker number. Write that down. Medicaid broker number.
What's the middle word?
Medicaid broker number.
B-R-O-K-E-R?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's 877-550. 4227.
Okay.
You're going to call them. You're going to let them know that you are in need of home care services and you would like to apply for Medicaid. Write that down. Apply for Medicaid. It's an income-based program based on your age and your disabilities. You might just get it. I'm pretty sure you will, actually. Okay?
Okay.
They're going to do what's called a telehealth appointment where they're going to review documentations, the things that you're going to need. They're going to assist you filling out the application. If you're awarded, then you're in. That means that you have Medicaid for the rest of your life. That means that anything long-term care, they cover. Dentures, hospital beds, hearing aids, home care services. Everything your current insurances don't cover, Medicaid does. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to submit this referral. And we're going to get a hold of Lisa to send her the hiring application so she can start working on it. And they're also going to call you to confirm the information and further you along in the process. In the meantime, I want you to call the broker and get online for that telehealth appointment, okay?
Is that over the phone or in
yes.
person?
No, the over the phone is the you're going to call the broker. They're going to give you an appointment.
And where's the appointment?
It's in your house.
Somebody's going to come here?
Yeah. Yeah, they do a home visit. That's when they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get.
Okay. Now, should Lisa know all about this first?
We can do a three-way if you want right now. I can let her know. Or you can call her at your leisure and let her know that you're applying for home care services so she can get paid, you know, to help you around the house.
Well, somebody already called her and gave her this number and all the information. A friend
of mine.
That was me.
That was me. They called me, and they told me that they were going to get back to me with your information, but I haven't heard from them. And I've been
Ann
calling.
Ann Cummings?
Excuse me?
Her name was Ann Cummings.
I don't know. I spoke to Miss Gina. Hold up. Let me go back to the thing.
Gina's my daughter.
Gina. I spoke to Gina.
I just want to make sure both of the girls know what's going on.
Audrey has no scheduled call back with Gina, so I spoke to Gina. But you can give them a call. Let them know that the home care agency, Family First, Jasmine, called and followed up with you and that I submitted a referral to hire Lisa. If you want to add your daughter at any time, you can. You just got to call me so that I can, you know, get her started. And let them know that you're applying for Medicaid, because Medicaid is the only program that covers the service where a friend, family, or a trusted loved one can get paid to take care of another. Okay?
Okay.
And if they have any questions, have Ms. Gina or Lisa call me.
And you're the 551-7410 number?
You got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with the broker. Call me if you need me, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great
All
day.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.